We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. We're happy to have you. Going to check in with Ryan Wood this morning, PackersNews.com.
Woody.
Do that relatively soon, a little morning wood.
Love a little morning wood. It's rare these days. You get a little bit older, and you don't get to hear Ryan as often this early in the morning. Right. You usually got to wait till 8 a.m.
All right, we'll get some morning wood. Ha ha. Nick Kostos, you better you bet. We'll go through some picks with him.
Coming off a great weekend. 0-4 for us. He better bounce back really quickly.
Are you going to say that to his face?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to tell him. I went 7-0 last weekend, bud. You went 0-4. You got to step it up for our people. And stop picking against the Packers. Vegas, didn't you learn last year when you guys did this?
Yeah.
You went 13-3.
So, Nick Kostos, he's with the Radio.com You Better You Bet podcast. You can check it out. Radio.com, really an amazing app that you can have on your phone. It's free to download. It's where you can hear us all the time. Nick's starting to strike me. Maybe I'll say this to him. He's starting to strike me in the Tom Jackson, Tony Dungy mold, where he just always picks against the Packers, no matter what.
Always, yeah. He took the Bears to win the NFC North. Terrible decision. I feel bad for anybody that made that investment, although I shouldn't say that because who knows what's going to go down here in the next couple weeks with COVID-19 running rampant through the league. Now the Colts working remotely this morning. They're scheduled to play a game in 2 days against the Cincinnati Bengals. But, yeah, he has been picking against the Packers since last season. And, you know, Vegas continues to give Green Bay no respect. I mean, originally they were 3-point dogs in this game, but Tampa Bay is coming off a loss. Green Bay is coming off the bye week. And so I think that there's a little bit of overreaction maybe there, and now the Packers are favored by 1 point. I think a lot of times we say, well, this team's coming off a bye week, so they're going to be fresh. You know what's funny about that? Less than 50% of the time in the NFL, a team coming off a bye week actually wins the following week.
Oh.
Yeah. The Packers really struggle coming off the bye, which I had to go back and check. But, yeah, Mike McCarthy never really had them ready coming off the bye.
I feel like historically they've been okay off the bye.
The Green Bay Packers?
I'm incorrect about that?
You are incorrect about that. So from 2006 to the start of this season, well, actually, so coming off the bye, hold on. I did have the number for you.
The only bye I can remember off the top of my head is when they started 6-0, and then there was that article written about LaTroy Guyon, and all the Packer fans got mad at our friend Michael Cohen of The Athletic at the time.
Why?
And they lost three in a row.
Why were they mad at him?
Because
again?
He wrote an article. They were 6-0, and he wrote the article about LaTroy Guyon's off-the-field trouble.
Yeah.
And then he was being accused of trying to start something for clicks.
That's right.
Which then ruined the Packers' locker room.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he kind of had to do his job and report on the news. Yeah, the Packers have actually lost three straight games immediately following their bye. League-wide, over the last decade, teams coming off the bye have won barely 50% of the time. But the Packers 0-3 coming off the bye, which I actually did not realize. But they'd only be 0-1 coming off the bye under Matt LaFleur. So a little silver lining for you right there.
Apparently, former long snapper and coach Rob Davis like gotten Cohen's grill about it too.
Stop.
Yeah. He's not with the Cowboys, Rob Davis, if you're wondering. But apparently, the locker room was mad at him. Why would you write this during this time?
Really?
Dude.
I don't remember this.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I mean, I remember
God.
The arrest. I don't remember Cohen being the one that broke it. Is that why he's out of Green Bay? Did they run him out of town?
No, Cohen's doing his own thing now.
Isn't he doing soccer?
He was doing some soccer. He worked for DC United for a while. I don't think football was ever his first love.
He was good at it, though.
I know. I miss him.
Good at breaking down the game.
He was, good dude.
Yeah. Now, on the radio, sometimes he sounded like he was barely awake. Well, but he wasn't a radio guy. He was a writer.
Right.
Yeah, I liked him.
Yeah.
I don't like him quite as much as I like Wood. Like, I love some morning Wood.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
Like, love me some morning Wood. Wood breaks it down. I actually watched Wood. You know what's weird is we talk to Wood all the time, and I don't know what he looks like.
Oh.
And I met him a bunch of times. He's always dressed very nicely. I like what he does because last year I, got to go up and cover the team a couple times in Green Bay. And Woody goes with the classic, like, sports coat with the jeans look.
I like that look.
Do you?
I do.
Yeah, he pulls it off really well. But I haven't seen him in a year. But I watched him on Packer Report or PackersNews.com. But I saw him on the stream with Olivia. I almost said Olivia Munn. Olivia Reiner, who joined the Bill Michaels show, I believe, yesterday. So I saw him, and he was breaking down the game. And he was looking good. Woody's looking good. You know, quarantine and COVID-19, it's made a lot of us, including myself, I feel uglier. Like right now, I have this mustache that probably shouldn't be legal. I've put on about 25 pounds. I started going back to the gym this week because I took 2 weeks off because I had to go into my 2-week quarantine because I went to a wedding and got TMZ'd because I gave a buddy a hug and maybe did a beer bong. And so people took photos and sent them to my wife. She made me sleep on an air mattress for 2 weeks. I haven't told that story because I didn't want everybody calling in like, hey, aren't you the guy that takes COVID serious? What were you doing hanging out with your friends? I had a slip up too. And so now I'm back in the bedroom. Good things happening. Today maybe I'll shave. But got back into the gym. Felt a little weird being there yesterday. Some guy was just coughing up a lung with no mask on. I was like, hey, bud, maybe you could throw a mask on. It is, you know, kind of required to get into this building. He didn't care. But, so
there's a store I go to. I won't say it by name. But an associate there, last two times I've been there, I've seen the same person.
Coughing?
No mask.
Yeah, how do they get away with it? Well, I think if you have asthma, then you don't, or something like that.
Well,
like,
then I think she should wear a sign that says.
I mean, if I had asthma, I'd probably want to put the mask on a little bit more. But hey, I'm not here to judge. I don't care what you do. But if you are going to happen to be coughing up a lung, or you sound like Andrew Dice Clay, who used to smoke a pack of cigarettes on stage before he told his first joke, maybe please just bench press like 30 feet away from me. Because I'm trying to stay healthy, and I finally got back into my bedroom. But yeah, Woody looks great was my whole point. I look like hell. It was good to see him. It's going to be great to hear from him and great to break down this game of football because I'm just glad that we are going to get some football this weekend because if you look what's going on right now in Indianapolis, they're having to work remotely this morning. They're scheduled to play a game in 2 days. Maybe that doesn't happen. No positive tests as of right now with the Green Bay Packers or Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so our game, selfishly, is on, and I'm happy for it.
I got a little bit of a humble brag, if I may.
Sure.
I was on the Pro Football Focus radio show last night.
Really?
Oh, yeah, with my boy George Charteri and Solomon Wilcots.
Really?
Oh, sure.
Is that like a podcast or is it a live radio show?
Oh, it's satellite radio, my friend.
Really? So they're syndicated?
Satellite.
Satellite, okay.
Yeah.
Where does this air at? Because I love Pro Football
the
Focus.
Satellite radio.
Oh.
Because I listen to terrestrial radio, we're supposed to pretend doesn't exist, so I'm trying to dance around it.
Gotcha, that makes sense.
But you
sense
keep cornering me.
Well, because I listen, I'm a big PFF guy, and I listen to the podcast. I mean, Collinsworth, they got okay. Some really good stuff on there, but I've only heard the podcast.
Oh, no.
I didn't know they had a show.
I was live nationally.
And they couldn't, what, Michaels wasn't available, or what? Why did they call you?
I just know that they asked me.
Gary Ellerson wasn't available?
They wanted to break it down with little old me.
They wanted to break down a football game with a soccer guy.
And we
maybe
talked,
they should have called Michael Cohen then.
we talked
not
about
the lawyer,
it.
But the reporter.
And they were pretty hyped for Brady Rogers. And they said, what's it like in Wisconsin? Is everybody pretty hyped for Brady Rogers? And I said, not really. People are excited for the Packers.
Horvath's just excited to see EQ maybe.
Yeah. People are excited for the Packers, but I think we're excited to see what I'm excited to see this weekend is, can the Packers put up 30 against the best defense they're going to face all year? Now, this is the best defense they're going to face all year, but there's a couple of big injuries. Vita Vea, the one that's most prominent on the defensive line. But I don't, I mean, Brady Rodgers, sure, but they've both downplayed that aspect of it. And I don't feel like this is a true Brady Rodgers game. I think him being with Tampa Bay now has kind of taken the shine off of it. And I think Brady Rodgers is something we've always wanted in a Super Bowl. And now we're going to get it Packers-Tampa Bay. I mean, as we talked about yesterday, we said, do you still harbor any ill will for Tampa Bay? Do you think about them at all? Packers have only played them three times this decade, despite both being in the same conference. Nobody cares about Tampa Bay. So Tom Brady being there, it's like an afterthought. It's like when Emmitt Smith played for the Cardinals. You know, nobody knows. It's like when Reggie White played for the Panthers.
Not quite.
It's the Tom Brady's on Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
We're not going to remember this in 20 years. Oh, remember when Tom Brady played on Tampa Bay?
He threw 5 touchdown passes a couple weeks back.
Well, Joe Montana played for the Chiefs. We ever talk about that?
I think you're overlooking Tampa. I'm afraid they're going to lose this game now, and I've already placed the bet on the Green Bay Packers money line to win this game, and you're making me a little bit nervous. You're very confident. I don't mind when you get this confident before the Vikings because Kirk Cousins is behind center. But Brady Rodgers, this is the rubber match. See, it is a big deal for me because it's the rubber match, man. And you know I do this thing where I argue Brady versus Rodgers, just like I do the LeBron and Jordan thing. What do? I bitch about people that do it, and then I do it. I bitch about the ring conversation,
yeah.
But then as soon as I get backed into a corner being an MJ guy, I bring up the 6 rings.
Right, it's one of your many, many weaknesses.
I only have a few. Legs and debates and yelling at people. That's all I got. Those are my only weaknesses. My calves, which haven't developed since I turned 11, and my ring conversation that I yell at you guys and say, rings don't matter. Rings don't matter. Win-loss is not a quarterback stat.
No.
But if Rodgers gets this win in the rubber match and goes 2-1 all time against Brady, I'll be talking so much trash on message boards. Maybe I'll get a burner account.
Message boards?
Yeah, or whatever, Facebook page. Like, the worst people on this planet, and if you're listening right now and this is you, well, thanks for listening. So I don't mean you, actually. Thanks for keeping me employed. But I hate those people that just argue on Facebook pages all day. Like, and you can see it because they'll pop up on your feed. Like, I'll notice my mom arguing with somebody, like, on some, like, random Facebook feed. I'm like, you don't know this person. On CBS 58's page. You know? Like, who cares what they think? You don't know them. And it's probably not even a real person. They have an American flag with an eagle as their background picture. Stop arguing with idiots. And that's what I do when we do this. What?
I keep seeing on Facebook you pop up on, like, ABC 7 Chicago.
Wait, me? No,
you're
always
commenting.
No,
on
I think my account must have been hacked. Is it political stuff? No, I don't do politics. I stick to sports. No,
I was like, why is this in my feed?
No,
oh, Horvat's in a fight with these people.
No, that's my cousin Rainine Horvat that you're seeing pop up on there. That's not me. I don't do that. I got a life, man. I'm not gonna argue with complete strangers while teaching my kids social studies. I'm tuned in. I'm like, hey, Yan, you ever hear about what happened on Thanksgiving? Pilgrims, the Indians, the turkey. That's what we're learning about right now.
We're going to talk to Ryan Wood.
Thank God. We'll save this show. We should just rewind and start back over. You're fighting with people on Facebook. I'm trying to break it up.
I'm not fighting. I don't go on Facebook.
I call it the dark web. No, I go on Facebook, but I only go to, let me see here, facebook.com/1250amthefan. That's the only place you'll find me. I'm not arguing with people, especially about Michael Jordan or LeBron James. Both great players. Let's just appreciate that we got to watch them both play. Just like Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. Sure, Brady's got the 6 rings. Sure, Rodgers, I think, is the better player. Let's just appreciate that this Sunday we get to watch them play football while some teams will not be playing football due to a COVID outbreak.
Well, there's no COVID outbreak. I just wanted to bring this up in my Madden franchise. I got some more Jets games in last night. Traded for Ty Summers.
I feel like they
5 sacks in 3 games.
Wow, really? Ty Summers.
Yeah.
5 sacks.
Yeah.
It is inside linebacker position.
Yeah. I put him on the edge.
I was going to say, I really want to play against you in this game. That's my one complaint about Madden. Well, I got a couple complaints about Madden. My first complaint, I know everybody's like jacked that Giannis and his brothers are in the game. Here's what I want in Madden. How about some new commentary? I like Charles Davis and Brandon Gowden, but they've been doing the same commentary.
Did you
now.
Hear Brandon Gowden on a real game this weekend? It was weird.
It's weird when I hear him and he's not with Charles Davis.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I like both of them, but I don't like the fact that they've been saying the same crap now since Madden 2014.
Yeah.
Instead of giving us new commentary or making the gameplay a little bit more realistic, we now get the NBA MVP in a backyard football mode. Doesn't make any sense. Another complaint. I think that COVID should have been brought into the game this year. Like, oh, randomly, it's Thursday, and Aaron Rodgers can't play. You got to go to Jordan Love or Tim
Boyle.
It is
weird playing the game and having fans there.
That was my third complaint. I want to play in front of empty stadiums, except for when I go to Florida, where COVID's not real.
All right, we're going to talk to Ryan Wood. Packers are going to Florida.
Woody.
COVID very real. Although they are allowing fans.
Is it as real as that Tampa Bay defensive line?
Yeah, what's more of a threat to you? COVID?
Shaq Barrett.
Or Shaq Barrett? What the hell's wrong with you today?
Huh?
What is wrong with you?
Just bringing the energy. It's Friday.
It's just a weird, wacky Friday.
I lost so much money last night, I want to rip this microphone off right now and throw it against the wall, but I've done that before. It doesn't end well.
Good morning, everybody. Ryan Wood next.
Do you want to know what's going on at 1265 Lombardi Avenue? What's next for the Pack? Let's check in with our green and gold insider, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette. Brought to you by Thomas Morola Law Offices. Divorce, child custody, and other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola. Online at MorolaLaw.net or call 414-327-5800.
1250 AM, the Phantom, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. And Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. A couple of injury questions as we dive into this one. Packers coming off the bye. Normally a good time to rest up, be healthy. You take a look at the injury report for the Packers. Kenny Clark, a full participant, going back to Wednesday. Devontae Adams as well. But Kevin King not practicing. It seems like, Ryan, just from where I'm at and you covering the team are way more in tune, so we'll have you on to ask you. It seems like Devontae and Kenny are on track to play, but Kevin King's going to be a big question mark, and they may be planning to be without him Sunday.
I would say that's probably really accurate. You know, if Devontae Adams and Kenny Clark are full participants in practice this week and they don't play, they might lose their minds. So, the fact that they're full participants is a really good sign for them. And Kevin King, if trends are anything, you look what they've done with Billy Turner, Kenny Clark, Devontae Adams, you look what they've done with everybody in this early season. They've been abundantly cautious getting guys back on the field. If Kevin King's not practicing, then he's probably not playing.
So then what are we going to see? Are we seeing more Josh Jackson time? And is Jackson at a place where he's good to underwhelming since he got drafted?
I think we're going to see this week what the Packers think about where Josh Jackson is right now in his career. It's a big week for him because they've got Kevin King unlikely to play, and you need that big body corner, especially against a guy like Mike Evans. You know, maybe they just put Jaire Alexander on Mike Evans. But Mike Evans, we should say, did not practice yesterday himself because of injury. But that's a size mismatch there. So who's the big body corner that you put on Mike Evans? Well, that would be Josh Jackson. And you know, I'm not saying you put him out on an island. You rotate plenty of help, obviously, if that's the matchup. I mean, you're constant double teaming and rotating safeties over to help Josh Jackson in that situation. But, you know, the thing that Josh Jackson can do is he's got the physicality. You know, his strength is his strength. I mean, if he gets his hands on you at the line of scrimmage and jams you, he can get receivers off their routes and off their timing, and we've seen that. If he doesn't, he gets in trouble, especially at the top of routes when he gets really handsy and there's a lot of yellow laundry on the field, right? So we'll see. You know, if it's not Josh Jackson, it very well might not be that replaces Kevin King. That's kind of an indictment on where Josh Jackson is, because he's the natural replacement, not just because of the depth chart, but because of the skill set.
Ryan Wood joining us, PackersNews.com, Green Bay Press Gazette. There's some excitement that maybe soon we'll see Equanimeous St. Brown at wide receiver. Maybe we'll see Kamal Martin at inside linebacker. Do we have a timetable on either of these guys when we may see them in a real game?
Yeah, they've got 3 weeks to reactivate them to the 53. I would imagine that they're going to take their time through that window. Again, what has the trend been this season? But to be abundantly cautious with guys and to give them ample practice time before you put them on the field in full go. So both of those guys, I think, will take at least the week and likely longer to be back on the 53. But it's a good sign, you know, especially with Kamal Martin, a guy who, if he's able to pick up where he left off in camp and that knee feels good after having that surgery, it could be a really big addition to the second level of that defense that, you know, has had Chris Barnes and Ty Summers has played okay, but they need more bodies there, especially without Christian Kirksey now. Kamal Martin was playing really, really well, and it's not ideal for any young player to just up and miss a month because that hurts in your developmental time. But he was playing really, really well, and we'll see if he can, once he does get back, if he can pick up where he left off. You know, EQ, talk about missing a developmental time. He's in his third season, he's only played 1 year. He missed all last year. He's missed all of this year so far. He's missed so much time, it's going to take – I mean, it wouldn't be fair to think that he's going to just come right in and start catching passes and being a big contributor on this offense. He's probably going to start with special teams and work his way up the depth chart. There's going to be a lot of rust for him to knock off.
They're going to be playing Sunday for the first time this season with fans in attendance. We've been asking people, what do you want to see from the Packers the rest of this season? And one caller said, I don't want to see fans at Lambeau because I think the Packers benefit from that, using the hard count and finding their own juice. Do you think they'll be shocked? Will they be thrown off, even if it's 10,000 fans, including my parents, by the way, who just told me yesterday they're going to this game? They live in Florida, so Godspeed to them, but there'll be at least Packer fans, or at least two of them. Is anything going to change because now there's humans watching them play?
You know, it's hard to say because I don't know what a football game with 10,000 fans really looks like. You know, it's more than zero, but it's not a full house, so it's hard to imagine that it's going to be the full effect or anything even close. I would imagine that Aaron Rodgers' hard count is still going to be on display. I don't think they're going to have to go to anything like a silent count. So I don't know that it changes all that much. The biggest change might be just having the reactions after plays. So, you know, after the opener, that was the thing that everyone talked about, all the players talked about, was you didn't know whether a good play was a good play or a bad play was a bad play because there was no crowd noise to base that off of. These guys, their ear is so attuned to, you know, if a play happens 50 yards downfield, they know what happened based on the crowd noise. So they might get some of that back, and it might feel closer to normal. But in terms of the impact on the game, I don't see it changing all that much.
Ryan Wood joining us, PackersNews.com, again, Green Bay Press Gazette. A lot of the talk is, you know, Rodgers versus Brady. But I think what I'm looking for is Rodgers versus the guys he's actually going to be on the field against, and that's Tampa Bay's defense. This will be the best defense that they've gone up against. I don't know, you know, what they're going to have to do to put up the 30 points they've been putting up. What kind of challenges do you see for Rodgers, Aaron Jones, Devontae against this Tampa Bay defense?
Well, the Tampa Bay defense is banged up. You know, they don't have Vita Bea right now. That Levante David was limited in practice yesterday with injury. So we'll see how healthy that defense is, but they did have the mini bye because they played last Thursday to rest up. You're right, this is by far the best defense that they played so far this season. With that said, the Packers offense is also getting healthier because they're likely to have Davante Adams back. And so it's going to be interesting to see what the Bucs want to take away. Do they stack the box against Aaron Jones, which we've seen specifically without Davante Adams on the field, we've seen that a lot more. Or do they rotate those double coverages to Davante Adams and leave fewer defenders in the box? The thing about this Packers offense, is that it is built to be able to, you know, they're not going to force their game plan into the strength of what the defense is trying to take away. They can do it in multiple ways. It's kind of a pick your poison type situation with this offense. And they haven't been very stubborn about it. I mean, each of the first four games, it's been a different star. And a lot of that's dependent on, well, the defense didn't take this guy away, so they went to this guy. So we'll see who it is in game five, but the flexibility this offense has is definitely a strength of theirs.
I've been very confident each and every week that the Packers were going to get a victory. They have now four times. Still not ready to give my prediction. Where are you leaning in this game?
Oh, you know, that's a great question. I don't know that I'm leaning one way or the other right now. Do I have to give a prediction right now? Is that how
No, I don't need a prediction. We'll read PackersNews.com for that. I just want to know where Ryan Wood's head is at right now, given moment.
I think that the Packers offense is better than the Bucs defense. I think that the Packers offense is going to score points. The thing is, and what makes this tough, is what kind of Tom Brady are the Packers defense going to get? I think it's going to get a very ticked off Tom Brady. I mean, how many times in Tom Brady's career has he really faced scrutiny, right? I mean, how many times has he been criticized? And it's really almost never the way it's been the past week, where he, in a game-losing situation, forgets the downs. It's, you know, what we always say about Aaron Rodgers when he gets upset, you don't want to play him, right? Well, Tom Brady's going to be pretty ticked off and ready to get back on the field. So it's you know, this is one of those games that the Packers could lose. I don't think there's a lot of games on the schedule where the Packers could lose, but this is one of them. That said, it's a game that I think they're going to score points and be very much in as well. So it's going to – I got to sit on it more. I haven't made up my mind yet.
Well, we'll keep refreshing PackersNews.com to see what you come up with. We will talk to you on Monday. Ryan, appreciate it as always, and we'll talk soon.
All right, take care.
Ryan Wood, Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, how wouldn't you be? It happens to a lot of us. Breathe. Great Midwest Bank is going to be there for you to help you experience a state of banquility. Check them out, greatmidwestbank.com. So Ryan Wood, not yet ready to give a prediction. I think I'm close. How about you guys? Packers, Buccaneers, your thoughts on this one, what you're feeling, what you want to see, what your concern level is, what are three things, what do you think will happen? We're talking about the game, and we'd like you to talk about it with us, is the general gist of where we're going here. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. What's your concern level?
Sports Flash right now.
With that type of challenge, you know, that this isn't a team that's, you know, 4-12. This team is one of the best teams in the league, and they were one of the best teams in the league last year. They're proven to be one of the best teams in the league this year. And, you know, if we're going to beat those teams, we got to raise our game to that level of consistency, dependability, execution at the highest level for 60 minutes. And that's what happens when you play great teams. And if you don't, you're never going to win.
That's Tom Brady. You know that voice by now. Tom Brady, now the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, getting a lot of attention. Brady versus Rodgers. Do want to give a shout out to Tom Brady for keeping us entertained over the period of no sports. He was a part of that match, him and Peyton Manning, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson. Still one of the higher rated sporting events of the year because it was like the only thing for 4 months. There is going to be a second version of the match. It will be Steph Curry and Charles Barkley against Peyton Manning and Phil Mickelson, I believe. I believe that's how they're doing the teams. They may be swapping the NBA guys, but Steph Curry and Charles Barkley, Phil Mickelson and Peyton Manning, that will be on November 27th. That's the Friday of Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, they always do one. That used to be, so we used to go watch the match. Whatever they do, like, golf-wise, we would always go watch it at this country club down the street from my house because I'd usually go home for that holiday. And then we would it's always a fun day because then you don't have to order it because Bleacher Report tried to make us pay for the first match. And we would just play, like, skins, like, every hole. We would bet on every hole. It was awesome. So I'm hoping to do that again this year.
I'm hoping to see anyone for Thanksgiving.
Well, that's my point. Yeah.
I guess my whole family's going out to Vegas.
For Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Really?
They never told me.
They probably figured you didn't want to go.
Well, one of my brothers is out there, so then my parents are going to go, and then my other brother, and then my other brother.
Yeah, see, I'm waiting. I'm holding off on Vegas until I hope next year. I just don't want to
travel with a one-year-old, period.
Right, that's the thing, yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Right, yeah.
Pass. You heard from Tom Brady there, Packers, Buccaneers. I want to play this from Bruce Arians because it's so annoying to me. It's so annoying to me. Here's Bruce Arians this week.
Hey, Bruce, drops are an unofficial statistic, but there are a lot of national football stat websites out there that have the Bucs leading the league in drop passes this year. The living legend like Tom Brady throwing your backs, tight ends and receivers, the ball. Are you surprised there hasn't been more accountability among your players in catching more passes?
I don't know who the hell makes up these stats. I don't see us dropping the ball that much. I don't put any stock in it. Our guys can catch and we don't say shit about it.
Why do these football coaches always have to do this tough guy act? Why can't they just admit that other people also watch their games and can look at what's going on?
Are you surprised there hasn't been more accountability among your players in catching more passes?
I don't know who the hell makes up these stats.
It's not a made-up stat. Someone is just charting how many drops your receivers have. Don't get so bent out of shape about it.
Yeah, that's like when I get home and my wife's like, I've now picked up 4 towels this week. 4 towels. And I'm like, I don't know who the hell makes up this stat. I only counted 2, and it's because I was in a rush and it was 3 a.m. and I didn't want to wake you up by turning on the light. Hit me with that drop again.
A little Bruce Arians?
Yeah, she says, rewind. She says,
I don't know who the hell makes up these stats.
Yep. Yeah. That's my man. You know, take my eyes, but not the shirt. I could do anything and my wife will forgive me. I throw 1 towel on the ground. 1 towel on the ground, and I don't hear the end of it.
Aren't you just sick of this tough guy act from NFL coaches, though? I mean, why do we keep doing this?
What do you mean?
Well, Bruce Arians getting so mad about the drops.
Well, they're football guys.
Well, but football guys, let's relax on that.
He's sticking up for his wide receivers, his tight ends, and his backs that continue to drop the football. He's not going to be like, yeah, they need to hang on to the ball. These guys suck. Although it's funny that he doesn't say that because he's really tough on his quarterbacks. Last year, when they asked, is Jameis Winston going to be back? He said, well, hey, we won, 7 or 8 games with him. If we could win with that quarterback, we could win with any quarterback. I was like, wow. Okay, I guess Jameis is gone. And then Brady, week 1, against the Saints, threw a 6, and he ripped him for that, too. We were prepared. We prepared. We didn't see anything in this game that we didn't prepare for at practice, so I don't know what the hell he was looking at. But, yeah, he stuck up for his receivers and his backs. I guess we're starting to realize Bruce Arians, maybe not a quarterback guy. Maybe he thinks they're divas.
Is he even that good of a coach?
I used to believe so. I'd like to believe so. I don't know that this is a great fit for Tom Brady. I mean, you look what Tom Brady's did, especially the last decade in New England. It was all quick 3-4-step drops, get rid of the ball quickly. You look at Bruce Arians' offense and Tampa Bay's offense, it's kind of like 5-step drops, hang on to the football, vertical passing, look downfield. I just don't know if it's the best fit for Brady. I mean, I say that, but he threw 5 touchdown passes a couple weeks ago. They've won 3 games. So I don't know that it's a terrible fit, but I just don't know that it's the best fit. I think a different quarterback might have fit the system better.
I like when he says, no risk it, no biscuit. I like that about Bruce Arians.
Yeah.
He had some good years in Arizona. They beat us in a wild card game. And then he's been with Tampa the last couple of years.
Yeah, that wild card game, man. I always thought that should have been, when Rodgers got hit in the helmet, I thought that should have been called a face mask. That game was painful. They don't touch the ball in overtime in that game, correct?
There was the overtime game where he got smacked in the head.
And I wanted that
call. And
they
fumbled. What year was that? Was that 09?
That's the first year Rodgers went to the playoffs.
So then the year we lost to Arians, it was the Jeff Janis Hail Mary year?
Oh, yeah. He wasn't the coach. Okay, I was going, who was the coach of that Arizona team with Kurt Warner that beat Rodgers? That's the one I'm talking about.
Ken Wisenhunt?
Was it? It may be. I don't know. He was the coach I remember when Linehart was there. All I remember was that was when I realized, like, Aaron Rodgers was going to be the real deal. was even in that playoff loss where they put up all those points and they lost in that shootout and he doesn't touch the ball. Well, he doesn't touch the ball in overtime in the Hail Mary game where he throws it to Janis. They lose to Arizona. That was the year Arizona was really good. There was a couple of years Arizona was really good. They played in a Super Bowl. They lost to the Steelers.
Yeah, it would have been Wisenhunt, and before that it was Denny Green.
Okay. I remember the Denny Green because he was the Bears are who we thought they were. That was a primetime game where the Cardinals had this big lead on the Chicago Bears, and Matt Leinart was the quarterback, and then they blew that lead, and they let him off the hook, and that's where we got that drop.
Alan's on the south side, 799-1250. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? It's the north side. I live on the north side.
Well, I like to think of Milwaukee as one big community, so I'm going to...
Oh, man, let me tell you something, my friend. It's not one big community. It's kind of divided right now, if you haven't noticed. But anyway...
No, I know. I wish that could change.
Oh, you have no idea what we go through. My wife is a striking African-American woman, and we go out in public. We run into all kinds of social justice warriors, let me tell you. And plus, I grew up in Kenosha. Real quick here, I love your show. Love you guys, man. But the NFL and basically all sports, I'm soured on them. My first game, I'm 60 years old. I've been into the Packers, a diehard season ticket holder. My daddy had tickets. I got them. I haven't gone to a game since Kaepernick. I just give them to charity. I let people have them at my church, or I just give them away. Rodgers is completely, in my opinion, overrated. I look at a winner, Bart Starr. I love Brady. The only reason I might watch this game is because I just love a winner, not a whiner. And if Rodgers would shut the heck up about this social justice nonsense, I'd have a lot more respect for him. I'm sick and tired of millionaires telling me how to live my life.
That's a fair concern. I'm not going to come after you for how you feel.
It's irritating. And all my life, I've never liked Rodgers. I've always thought he was overrated. They hype him out. He's kind of like Philip Rivers that way. The guy is a whiner. He's a whiner.
Well, if you do watch the game, Al, I think you're going to see a good performance from Rodgers.
Well, I might, and I may watch it with the wife. But I can't get my mind around the lecturing from these people, man. And sometimes when you break down to it, the other thing I don't like sometimes about your show, maybe because I'm older, is all this reliance on this social media garbage.
Oh, now you're speaking.
Yeah, we agree with that.
Oh, God, I hate social media.
We hate it.
I don't even own a phone. I'm on my wife's phone. In fact, if I could post a picture, I'll post you a picture. I'm for real. My wife makes Beyonce look like a piker.
Oh.
And that's for, I'm telling you, for real. Go on internet and look. Give me a link or something. I'll send you some, who we really are.
You want to email me?
I could email you, or I could go
Joe
on
Joe.Zanzola.
Email me a picture of your wife.
Then you can send us Matt to give you something to think about tonight when you're alone. But remember, I'm living the dream.
Winkler, Bart.
We were at the mall when them yahoos were running through. We came walking out of Nordstrom. She wanted some perfume. We came walking out. And the crazy thing was, after they surrounded us and started yelling and screaming their dumb slogans, I'm a 60-year-old white man.
All right, email me winklerbart@gmail.com.
You rock, dude.
A picture of your wife.
You're my guy. Well, I'm going to be in the picture, too, so when you're doing yourself, you'll be looking at me, too.
Well, that's now I have to let you go, Al. See ya.
See ya, Al.
Hey, God bless you, my friend.
God bless you, yeah. Al.
So I think he thinks the Buccaneers will win? We'll be right back.
Okay.
AM, The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. This is a Football Friday. We're taking your predictions. Packers, Buccaneers. We're going to have some picks with Nick Costos. You Better You Bet coming up. We had one call so far. It was Al. And I think what I deciphered is that he's taking the Buccaneers. Took him a while to get there, but that's what I'm thinking. 414-799-1250. We'll go through our predictions a little bit later. John is in Franklin. Johnny, how you feeling about Sunday?
Well, I'm feeling a lot better about Sunday than I'm about that last phone call. My goodness.
Hey, when you open the phone lines, you open the phone lines. You know what I mean?
Get to know your listeners.
I don't know that I want to.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, I'm looking forward to Sunday. I'm really not too worried about this game. I expect the offensive line to perform well and to be consistent in my commentary. You take care of 12. 12 will take care of you, regardless of the people that hate them. Aaron and I have a number of different opinions politically. I can see past that as long as, you know, he doesn't have a bumper stickered on the back of his jersey. I can live with it.
Yeah, I just want to talk about the game.
Right. And he's going to handle his business. And, you know, the people that say Rodgers is overrated, everybody has a right to say that if that's what they want to say. But how many times, looking back, do you remember watching him on the sidelines as one of our sieve defenses? Like the one in that Arizona game, what was it, 44, 45? You put up a 40 spot and you lose. How often does that happen? What does that tell you about your defense? You can call it a shootout. I can call it an undressing of your terrible defense. And that's what it is for me. Because if he would add a little, you know, he doesn't have to have a Hall of Fame defense. You know, that was like my comment yesterday. Just play better. You know, get off the field once in a while on third down. Don't get shoved down the field. And we're better now since the Smith brothers have come in. And I know there's a lot of frustration from the past, and some of that's fallen on these guys. I guess I'm a little worried if King doesn't play. I think he plays a bigger role on this team than we realize. But we're going to handle our business. You know, the Golden Boy has the rings, unquestionably. But I'll take 12, man. 12 has got the whole package, baby.
Well, remember, they both were 12.
Well,
our 12. You
know, our 12.
You know which 12 I'm talking about.
Give me a score.
I'm going to give you a score. You know, he's gonna be a little off. It's only going to be 31-21.
So we'll panic about why they can't score 38 points on Monday. That sounds good to me.
I'll get ready for Monday, bro.
See ya, buddy.
See ya.
414-799-1250. We're going to talk with Nick Costos coming up, get his thoughts on some of these games. He's with You Better You Bet, the podcastradio.com, and then we'll hear more from you guys. We are taking predictions, but again, if you need to vent, I guess when I say the phone lines are open, man, the phone lines are definitely open. I'm talking sports.
Okay, good.
I'm just talking sports. That's all I've been doing all summer. Sometimes I think people call in. I don't trust a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's what I've lost trust in a lot of people. I'm not even sure I trust you over there.
You shouldn't.
Your beady little eyes and your thin ass calves.
My beady little eyes. I don't have beady little eyes unless you catch me around like 8, 9 p.m. if you catch my drift. But I've never trusted anybody. One thing I learned at a very young age was DTA, taught to me by one of the smartest people ever in this country, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Don't trust anybody. I don't even trust my own mother. No, I'm kidding. I do trust you, Mom, and I love you. Thanks for listening. She's listening.
Do you trust me?
No. Yeah, no, actually, I do. You're the only person I do trust, though, in this building.
Oh.
Seriously.
Oh, that's good. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath.
But you shouldn't trust me. Nobody should.
Do you trust Nick Costos?
No.
What happened last week? Did you get all the games right and he got them all wrong?
Yeah. But then I can't. I'm not going to talk any trash to him right now. I'm in the hole, and I really need him to make me some money.
All right.
The Dodgers last night stole a lot of money. Stole a lot of money from me. I got to open up a can of whoop-ass on my bookie this weekend. And that's the bottom line. Because young Horvath said so.
Well, talk to Nick Costos, You Better You Bet. Go around the league a little bit. The update from the league is the Colts sent everybody home. There's positive tests. We don't know who yet. We don't know about that game yet, but it seems like every morning it's a new team and then the panic, and we'll see what happens. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, throw a couple over here. Yeah, on the fam.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.